Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And we have a great, I mean great, show for you today.
Woo-hoo!
I got my man Rob Parker in the house. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great. I'm ready for an exciting show, so we just urge everyone, keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeart Radio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening, for the next 3 hours. That's right. 3 hours, you won't be sorry.
That's right.
You won't be sorry.
Where are you? How's Christmas shopping going? Getting ready? You know, we're less than, what is today, the 15th? 10 days to go. How are you? Are you all right? Are you finishing
up? Christmas shopping?
Yeah, like, just have you done anything or you've been too busy?
No, you know, we moved my parents in with us. So
how's that going?
That's been taking up most of my time. It was good. I went to Cleveland last week and drove back with them on Saturday. And now we have them here. We're taking some stuff, care of some stuff, just getting them acclimated
right
to being here with us in New Jersey. I have shopped a little bit online for my daughters. They gave us a list, of course, of what they want. And Rob, right. they want, you what, know, what growing up with me, they know a fresh sneaker when they see one.
Right. Oh, wow. Is that
but now,
right?
Now they seem to be becoming sneakerheads all of a sudden. One of them wanted a pair of Jordans, which I did go get.
Have they ever asked you for Jordans before?
Never asked me for Jordans.
Wow.
Before. And, you know, I would always get, they weren't like sneakerheads growing up. I mean, I'd get them a nice pair here or there, but, you know,
they just weren't into it.
Really into it like that. And my wife's not. But Yeah, now they're kind of getting into them. And the other daughter wanted a pair of Converse Chuck Taylors that are pretty fresh.
Oh, that's that's easy. That's the good daughter.
Yeah, right. She generally does cost us less money.
Right. There's always one. You know, there's always one like that who's like, oh, I don't want anything, or I don't want that much, or whatever.
Right,
and then
right.
The other one is like, nah, I want it all. Like, hit me up.
Exactly. So, but yeah, it's going all right. I mean, I haven't gotten anything from my wife. I think we're going to get each other one gift. You know, we set a monetary limit. You know, although I'm working with her to get her something really nice, but that's together.
Right.
But like she needs a new ring, a wedding ring. 26
oh, wow.
years, you know, so she's trying to
get it. So you're going
to
redo the vows or do some sort of ceremony, maybe?
Not maybe for 30. We haven't, you know, we missed 25. So we're on 26
so maybe
already.
30.
So yeah, maybe 30 we'll do that. But overall, man, I'm excited about the holiday. We do have the tree up. We haven't decorated it yet. But, yeah, Christmas, I mean, I love all the holidays, but Christmas is probably the best to me.
No doubt. All right.
Wait, what about you? You already.
Yeah, I'm almost there. Yeah, I still need my tree. I always get a little tree, but a live one. I like the smell of pine in my apartment. So I need to get a tree this weekend. I'll do that. Just about all done with gifts and mailing them out, so I'm cool. So I'm good. I'm ready to go. But all right, let's go. We got a great show.
Yeah, we do. All right, we got DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and twos on a Worship Wednesday, Christmas style. We got super producer Rob G in full effect. And on the updates, my man, our man, David Gascon Jr. All right, Rob, the Urban Meyer stuff, I mean, we talked about it yesterday. You said it's time for him to go. After this season, he should be fired. And, Rob, a story came out today that, if true, And I'm calling on the Jacksonville Jaguars to investigate it. If true, he got to go. If true. Now, the story, here's the headline. In the Tampa Bay Tribune, former Jaguars kicker Josh Lambeau says he was, I'm sorry, the Tampa Bay Times. Former Jaguars kicker Josh Lambeau says he was kicked by Urban Meyer during warmups. Kicked. Now, the way that Lambeau's a former, you know, player, kicker for the Jaguars. And the way he tells the story, he had struggled in the preseason. And Meyer went up to him while he was, I guess, stretching. He was in a lunge position.
And said, let me show you how to make
forward.
Field goals.
Well, he said what Meyer said to him was, are you going to stop effing? I don't have the quote in front of me, but are you going to stop effing? Are you going to start making effing kicks or something to that effect? We got to call it up. Rob G,
let's get the quote.
I don't want to mess around with this. But anyway, Rob G will get the quote. But what he then here, Rob G, give us the exact quote.
Exact quote, according to Josh Lambeau to the Tampa Bay Times. He said, I'm in a lunge position, leg forward, right, left leg back. Urban Meyer walks up to me and says, hey, dip blank. Make your effing kicks, and he kicks me in the leg.
Now, he said it wasn't, you know, look, I mean, some people might say, just don't touch a player. You know, a love tap, a little joking, hey, man, come on, you got to start making these kicks or something. It wasn't that, because Lambeau described it, Rob G.
Yeah, he said that it definitely wasn't a love tap, but he definitely didn't kick him as hard as he could. And then he continued later on. He said, for a second, I couldn't believe it actually happened. And part of my vulgarity, I said, don't you ever effing kick me again. His response was, I'm the head ball coach. I'll kick you whenever F I want to.
See?
Now, Lambeau said it, Rob. Lambeau called it a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. Meaning, yeah, he didn't kick me as hard as he could, but it wasn't like a little joke. You know what I mean? He said other players were there and saw it. And he said the next morning, now Lambeau, because I read the whole story, Lambeau is saying that he talked to some other people on the coaching staff about the way Meyer was coaching him and he didn't like it. So the next morning, Lambeau's in line getting, you know, the nutritional line, getting a smoothie. He says Urban Meyer goes up to him privately, one-on-one, and is like he said, he's kind of like understanding, like, all right, I get it. You don't like me doing this or that. But then he says, if you ever talk to me like that again, Rob G, maybe you can find that exact quote. But he rips Lambeau for like talking to him the way he did after he kicked him. Like saying, don't ever
kick me again.
He said, if you got a problem with that, then you come to me privately and say you don't like being kicked. And I'm like, hold on. First of all, let me go here.
Right. That sounds ludicrous. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say this, number one, is an extension and gone overboard of what we talked about yesterday of Urban Meyer thinking he's still at Ohio State. Not that this would be fine at Ohio State, but obviously at lower levels, the coach, the head ball coach, as he calls himself, can do whatever the heck he wants, right? But in a lot, he shouldn't be able to, but in a lot of cases, he gets to. But Rob, these are grown men, all right? My thing is, if you want to kick Josh Lambeau like that, then Josh Lambeau has every right to get up and punch you in the face or get up and defend himself. And let's take it to the, what if Josh Lambeau, as a one grown man to another, gets up and defends himself and beats the snot out of Urban Meyer in front of the whole team? You think he's going to be able to coach?
Right.
You think he's going to still have the respect and the authority necessary to coach? You can't treat, you shouldn't treat any of the players like this. But grown men, he doesn't, this is emblematic, if true, emblematic of Urban Meyer not understanding you are dealing with grown men now. And you can't just do whatever the heck you want to him. And to tell him, come to me privately, you didn't kick me in private. You kicked me in front of everybody. So don't expect the solution to be done in private either. So, Rob, if this is true, and I think the Jacksonville Jaguars should do an, launch an investigation, as you said yesterday, you can already point to many reasons that you could argue he should be fired. Who was it on our show yesterday? I don't know if it's Ephraim Salam. Somebody was saying they thought him staying in Ohio could be a fireable offense with cause, meaning you might be able to get out of contract. This could be a fireable offense with cause, meaning they might be able to get out of the contract. And Rob, this is just, it's just ridiculous. I mean, you can't do that stuff to a grown man.
Well, this is what I was saying yesterday, Chris. It's a laundry list of things that he's done already that I think they could get cause. And of course, there would be some sort of buyout number, but it wouldn't be the full boatload of money that they owe him. But I think if you're Khan, the owner, you got to go, dude, this is just a disaster. Look at all this stuff.
It's just one embarrassment
after another. Like, I just, you would think he would come in knowing the history that a lot of college coaches haven't succeeded, try to do stuff differently, understand, you know. I just remember even Chris with the strength and conditioning coach from Iowa. Like, he really thought, like, no, I'm the coach, I'm hiring this dude, that the players were going to stand for it. Like, this guy had, like, a muddied past with racial stuff in the league that's 75% black.
It was just happening.
Right.
Wasn't like it was 20 years ago, 10 years ago, even
right, and he cleansed himself or redeemed himself.
The Iowa players said it right away.
Right.
It was a year before he was hired that they were, you know, telling their stories.
This is what I'm saying, and he's still like didn't care what people would think. I'm the coach, I get to hire everybody. When he calls his staff losers, Chris, he hired every single, that's his staff. He hired those guys. They got to prove to him that he's not a loser. Come on. I saw the best nickname for him, Urban Liar. I mean, it's just time. It just didn't work.
You know I'm an old school guy. I don't mind hard coaching. And I think it was Rod Woodson that said it could be a fire.
Yeah, you're right. It was Rod.
I don't mind hard coaching at all. Him kicking a player, I can't recall. Did I ever see a player kicked or – I'm just talking about playing through high school football or college basketball, like grabbed by the face mask and dragged to a different position on the field or something. Probably, yeah, I think I probably did. And I think you think nothing of it when you're coming up and that's just how things are. But we're in a different day and age, one. But two, these are grown men. And like I said, if Josh Lambeau, Rob, I think he would have been fully within his rights to get up and smack Urban Meyer.
Once somebody, Chris, and you know this, like the foot two is very disrespectful. Like just somebody kicking you or stomping you or putting their foot on you. Do you know, like you're beneath me is really the connotation for a foot kind of deal. Like you get stomped. So I'm not saying he stomped him, but I'm just saying this is unbecoming of a National Football League head coach. And I don't know what Khan will – I think because Khan won't strictly endorse him, Chris, and say he's coming back and we're going to work through this and saying I want to make the right decision, I do believe they're going to pull a plug on Urban Meyer.
They need to do an investigation, Rob, because, you know, Urban Meyer deserves his day in court, if you will.
No doubt.
Do an investigation. If this proves to be true, but it wasn't working out anyway. I mean, let's keep it real. And for all we know, we don't know this, but there are signs, Rob, that Trevor Lawrence, your future, might be a little bit tired of Urban Meyer.
No, it sounds like that.
I don't know, but, you know, he stuck up for James Robinson, not Urban Meyer.
This is the part that I like, is that the kicker's name is to the story. He's being quoted. This ain't like, oh, you know, he kicked somebody in training camp and some anonymous source. This is a guy who's on the record saying this is what happened to me. I'm not saying that people don't lie, but that's highly credible.
No, you're right. You put your name on it. Absolutely. Right. And he said other people saw it. So it shouldn't be that difficult of an investigation.
Yep.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. If this kicking story turns out to be true, simple question, guys, should the Jaguars fire Urban Meyer? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we are brought to you by one of our favorite cities, that's Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Every game, every match, every race, every competition, it is always on, fellas. So whoever you root for, whatever sport you love to watch, the biggest games are even bigger in Vegas. So make sure to plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. All right, we got Hugh Jackson coming up at the bottom of the hour, but first we're going to get to your calls, 877-99 on Fox. If this latest report about Urban Meyer kicking a player, Josh Lambeau, former kicker for the Jaguars, is true, should he be fired? Rob and I say yes. Your thoughts?
Was that kick good or no good? Just curious. Oh, I'm sorry. Santos in California.
Everything's not funny.
You're on the Odd
Everything's
Couple.
Not funny.
That's right. Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Santos?
Hey, how you doing, man? Love you guys. Appreciate everything that you do for us. I absolutely believe he should. Yes, absolutely. Thank you. I absolutely think he should be fired. You don't touch a grown man, like you guys said, without being touched back. And I definitely think he should have touched him back. And with a young quarterback like Trevor Lawrence, you're trying to start a franchise, they should get rid of him immediately. Like today, like right now, you know. So yeah. I appreciate you guys, and I love everything that you guys do. And you guys have a wonderful day. I'll let these other callers get online.
Thanks, right, Santos, brother, and call. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
He said
you.
It, Rob. You put your hands on a grown man.
You don't do it unless you ready, expect
be
to
ready
get
fight.
Hit.
Be ready to fight back. I mean, as simple as that.
No doubt about it. Kevin in Culver City, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kev?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, that was great, that James Brown Santa Claus. You guys are bringing it.
Hey, that's
hey,
classic.
Rob, you're the poo-poo king, but you're the hardest working man at Fox Sports Radio. I heard you with Jonas Knox earlier today. Did you tell Chris you were host cheating again?
Oh, yeah, he always stepping out.
Yeah. What? Hey, I need to make some money.
Is
I don't
that
have a
the
Christmas
old, so you did
deal.
Jonas' show today?
No. We did Rogan and Rodney
both
on AM 570.
Okay.
So me and Jonas both did a double.
I was about to say, wow, did you do three today?
No, Chris, his show is from L.A. It's 3 a.m. to 6 a.m.
I know.
I can't do that show.
Oh, yeah.
So go ahead, Kev. What you got?
And shout out to Dorsey Don, Hugh Jackson. That's going to be a great interview. I can't wait to listen. I would definitely fire Urban Meyer if he kicked him on purpose. If he was like, damn it, Josh, and he kicked him. That's different, but if he accidentally kicked him like he was trying to demonstrate how you're supposed to kick the ball and he accidentally kicked him or brushed him, that's not a fireable offense. Now, I say they should fire him in general for his coaching on the field and not flying back with the team. I personally think they should hire my boy Byron Leftwich from Tampa Bay, who's more than qualified, learning under Bruce Arians, coaching Tom
he
Brady.
Does, he does. He deserves a shot. There's no doubt.
Yeah,
somewhere.
I hope he deserves a shot.
Right.
Because Eric Bieniemy still hasn't, Chris, and there's no guarantee he's going to get one. So,
and
I'm
Rob,
with you
I
on
get
that.
What the caller's saying. Like, if you know, if it's a love tap, man, that, Josh, come on. Like, you know, you kind of just jokingly.
I don't think the
somebody.
Player would have agreed to that interview and talked about it. If Chris, you know when somebody's playing, and you know when.
No, absolutely.
Right, come
absolutely.
On, you know.
That's what I'm just saying. If you kick somebody like that, or you know, just slap him on the shoulder, like, come on, man, you better than this. You know, something like that. That's one thing. Let's not go overboard. But
right.
It seems, at least according to the story, he kicked him in like a disciplinary fashion. Right.
877-99 on Fox. We could squeeze a couple more in if you jump in. Obi in Los Angeles. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Obi?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Obi, what up, brother? How are you?
All right. So, Rob, I'm going to be in Las Vegas next weekend. I know I'm going to miss you, but I just want to let you know I'm going to be out there. So,
man,
looking forward to having a good time.
I'm going to go out there for my birthday. Yes, enjoy Vegas. I love it. You know that.
Of course. This guy's got to go. You don't hear about other great coaches like Belichick, Tomlin, all of them putting their hands on their players. I mean, from a coaching aspect, it doesn't work. So much less the whole everything else about all the other things he's doing. So in a coaching aspect, you know, that kind of discipline doesn't work, because if it did, you would hear about Tomlin and Belichick and all the other great coaches doing that kind of nonsense.
Happy right, holidays, and they're known as disciplinarians.
Thank you, Obi. You too.
But we've never heard anything about Belichick or Tomlin doing that, Rob.
These guys been coaching for years, Chris.
My guess, and look, I don't think Belichick apparently, you know, there's no reason to think he would do that. If he did something like that, Rob, at this stage of his career with his stature, he probably could get away with it and yet still hasn't done it. But, Rob, I also think those two probably know and understand, certainly coming up in the NFL, that if I do that, then I got to be expecting a fight.
You know what I mean?
Like, if you put your hands on somebody, you should be expecting a fight.
Everybody doesn't get away with it. And if you remember, and you're old enough to remember, when Woody Hayes at Ohio State.
Yeah.
Now, Woody Hayes was a legend there.
Right.
And an opposing player, right, broke off a big run. And Woody Hayes grabbed the guys and started punching them. Like on TV.
It was on national TV. Right.
It cost Woody Hayes his reputation, and he lost his gig. So,
and I think, Rob, like we said with the Ray Rice video, it was because people saw it.
Once you saw that, Chris, you couldn't unsee it.
There's no way that was – I don't think that was the first time Woody Hayes ever put his hand
on it. No, but to watch that, live.
Right. National television, so.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Chris, can I give you my Eddie Robinson, the legendary late great coach of Grambling?
Oh, yeah.
So definitely. I was a young reporter at the Daily News. This is like 1986, and back then, they used to have the Urban League game. Remember at Yankee Stadium every year? I don't know if you did. There was the Urban League game.
Yep.
At Yankee Stadium in Grambling, and the bands would come up to the Bronx, and it was a big day, a big festive game and whatnot. And they asked me to write an advance on the game, and then I covered the game. And they said, yeah, call Eddie and get some, you know, quotes or whatever and ask him about the game. And, you know, his number was always still listed down in Louisiana in the phone book.
In the phone book.
In the phone book. He was old school. I called his house. He answered the phone. You know what I mean? And we talked. I could still remember that. And then I got to meet him, you know, after the game, after I covered and interviewed him or whatever. So it was a thrill for me back. I was 22 years old. And to be able to interview him and call him at home on his phone was pretty amazing.
I believe it was that game or the, you know, like you said, wrote in advance on it for the New York Times right after Doug Williams
took over. Okay.
Was it at Grambling? Yeah. Grambling. Was he at Grambling before Morehouse? I think so. But Doug Williams was coaching, and that, you know, obviously that became the big story. So I know exactly what you're talking about. And
he had a story program, Chris, and back in those days.
Eddie Robinson. Eddie Robinson.
A lot of NFL players came out of Grambling.
More than any other school, I believe. You know, this is back before a lot of the schools were integrated.
Right.
I mean, Eddie Robinson won as many games as the legendary coaches, Joe Paterno and on and on. I'm going to get the list up, but and we're going to talk about, you know, more of this in the next hour. But Eddie Robinson is right. I mean, right, he's a legend. I mean,
his record, Chris, 408, 165, and 15. 408, 165, and 15.
There it is. And that 408, I wonder where that that stacks up. We'll find it out. But he's right up there. There's no doubt about it. So good story there. The Lakers, Rob, about to tip off against the Dallas Mavericks. Now, Luka Doncic isn't playing. So obviously that, you know, takes away from this game. But, you know, it's always big for the Lakers when they can get, you know, their guys. Is Anthony Davis playing tonight? Anthony Davis is playing. So they got their big three together, Rob. And the big three better get going.
They better win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they definitely better win. But it's interesting, Rob. We were just talking about Urban Meyer. And a story came out, I think it came out today on ESPN.com about why Luka and Rick Carlisle never hit it off. And you remember, you know, Rick resigned before this season, season.
And went to Indiana, right?
Indiana, right. And they say that Luka, at least according to the story, Luka didn't like the way Rick Carlisle treated other players. Like, Rick treated him fine. I mean, he knows this is the, you know, the golden child. This is the superstar of the franchise. But according to this story, he didn't like the way that he treated other players.
Mm.
And so, you know, there it is. But according to this list I'm looking at, Rob, Joe Paterno has 409 wins at Penn State. And you said Eddie Robinson has 408. The next
408.
They list, yep, Bobby Bowden second with 357. So there it is. If
you're not
Eddie
counting
Robinson,
them, but Eddie Robinson has 408.
Is Grambling? I don't think Grambling is NAI, is it?
I don't know for sure, but you know what else? He won 9 black college football national championships, 17 yeah. SWAC. I mean, he had a legendary.
It is
career,
NAIA.
Is it?
That's why he's not listed in the NCAA, apparently. But obviously, he was producing some of the best players we've ever seen. I mean, Grambling, Rob, was legendary back before the days of integration.
And Chris, you know he also coached a basketball team.
Oh, I did know that.
Yes, 1943 to 1956. He coached basketball, too.
Wow.
At Grambling.
Wow. Wow. So now I'm looking at the NAIA list. This might be active. I don't know. We got Rob G. Find this stuff out. Where Eddie Robinson, he got a list. He got to be somewhere on some of these lists because, like you said, Rob, 408 wins. He got to rank somewhere. But it is the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox. If you want to call in and comment on the Urban Meyer story, we will allow you to do so over the next few minutes. 877-99 on Fox. Rob, we talked about it yesterday with the Russell Westbrook rumors that the Lakers have had internal discussions about potentially trading him. I said today on TV, Rob,
mm-hmm.
It just strictly from a Westbrook perspective, because, I mean, Rob, I don't know. And I have talked to people in the league that thought, oh, this will work. They'll work it out. Some that I'm thinking they had a, you know, a connection to Westbrook, but they're league executives, you know, but they thought it could work. But for the most part, Rob, I don't remember seeing anybody in our position on television or anything say they thought this was a good idea.
I don't either. I remember because everybody was like, it was so like lopsided of nobody thinking it was going to work.
Right.
Like, we talked, it was a first guess. It wasn't even like they played and they weren't winning. And then people said, see, no, people were like, this doesn't work.
Like, what do you think?
Work.
Right. It just won't. And Rob, I said today from Westbrook's perspective, it would be heartbreaking for him.
Oh, no,
he is indeed
no doubt. He's here home. He came back home to L.A. And then they say to you, Chris,
after a couple months,
you're the problem.
Right.
Right. You know, like it's you. We, you know, like before it was like LeBron talked him up. Great. Oh, my
yep.
God. You know, you guys remember this. Remember, he kept saying to people, remember
yep.
what y'all
that's
are saying.
Right.
About.
Keep that same energy or something.
Exactly. And then yep. to be able to be put out like, you know, months after coming and wearing that uniform and playing in front of your hometown fans and whatnot, it would be devastating. And then here's the other egg on his face. he will have been basically gotten rid of 4 years in a row. Just think about that, Chris. Right?
No, I you're totally right. And Rob, it's even deeper than that, though. His whole
would
career.
Would it be four? I'm trying to think of Houston. How long was he there? Was it
1 year? Right? 1 year in Houston, 1 year in Washington, one
this
year
in Lakers. That's what I'm saying, right?
Lakers.
So it would be like 4 years you were on four different
right
teams.
Before when Paul George left, right. Because look, Kevin Durant, now granted, him and Durant, I think they were together 9 years, 8 years, eight, 9 years. So that lasted. But Durant leaves him, right? Durant leaves him. And then Paul George comes, sings his praises, and then under the cover of night, he tips off with Kawhi Leonard. And then James Harden, oh, we played together as 10-year-olds. We boys, this is going to work out.
Yep.
After a season, Harden's like, get
Harden's
him out
like,
of here.
I'm peace. Peace, right. Deuces, I'm out.
Bradley Beal. Now, Beal, I don't think jettisoned him. But the team
but he didn't boo-hoo. He was
right.
Like, oh,
he was
no.
Like, no,
what
no,
are you
no.
Doing?
We got it going late last year. We made the playoffs. Right. Let's run this back. And then if LeBron and AD, Rob, were to do the same thing, I mean, come on. And look, nothing is going to sully Russell Westbrook's
no,
career.
No. It would hurt him. It would just
hurt
him.
Yeah, it would hurt him personally. Rob, I put Russell Westbrook. And I've said it before. This is not new. He's in that class. They're not exactly the same and all that, but he's in that class with Allen Iverson and Pistol Pete Maravich. Icons. Absolute icons that for decades from now, people will be talking about, right? But didn't win a ton of games. And Iverson did get a team to the finals. Westbrook got to the finals too.
Yep.
So it's not like they weren't winning at all. But, I mean, played a style that was really tough to win the whole shebang with. And you saw Iverson in Detroit, Rob, and you know how tough a transition that was.
Oh, yeah. He just couldn't deal with it, the whole idea. And he could have played a lot more years, Chris, had he been able to just, you know, say, okay, I'll come in, play 15, 18 minutes. I'm the number one option when I'm out there. Light it up and come back and sit down.
Yep. And I think he even played more than 15, 18 minutes, well, but just come off the bench.
Right.
You could have gave him 18, 19 points off the bench, but he wouldn't do it. So, all right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Shekel City, how did it do last night, huh?
Well, only one bet last night, and it wasn't good, but it's another
thing. Oh, gosh. Is Shekel City still exist?
Yes.
Find out. Stay tuned and find
it's
out next.
It's Bounce Back Wednesday. All right.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it is the iCouple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and it's a James Brown Christmas up in here on a Worship Wednesday, y'all. All right, it can happen easily. A few drinks become a few too many. It's time to go when you think of calling for a ride home. Nah. What's the worst that can happen? I get pulled over? I lose my license? I total my car? No, I kill someone. Drive sober, guys, or get pulled over. This is paid for by NHTSA. All right, Rob, before we get to Shekel City, I found, okay, so Eddie Robinson, you mentioned it, 408 career wins.
Right.
Grambling was Division I AA. NCAA, not NAIA, NCAA, okay. But Division I AA. So that's why you didn't see him on those lists with
that's
Joe Paterno
and all
that. That's
why his record
But they sent
count.
More than 200 players to the pros.
No doubt.
So there's no doubt that Grambling, Rob, during the days of segregation, was playing at a level where they could have competed with and beaten any teams in the country. There's no doubt about it because they sent all those guys to the pros. So Eddie Robinson died, in the late 90s, I believe.
Yeah, I don't remember. Things, you know.
I'm sorry, 2007, age 88, 2007.
88 years old, wow.
May he rest in peace. But, yeah, he was an all-time great coach, no doubt about it. All right, it's time, folks. If it still exists,
yes.
Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
That's right, Shekel City. We don't have to live in the past about last night. Let's just go forward,
know,
of course.
Maybe you need
and,
a new
theme Shekel
song.
City is soon to be sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook. They know a good thing when they have it. All right. Here we go, Chris. We got the Pacers -2 at the Bucks. No Giannis tonight. That's why the Pacers are favorite in Milwaukee. How about that?
Yeah.
I know I'm afraid to look at the score, but there we go. I got the Pacers so -2.
Rob's got the Pacers. Okay, yeah.
All right, Hornets.
Okay.
Are in San Antonio.
-2.
Hornets +3.5 against the Spurs. I'm taking the Hornets. And
Rob's
the Heat.
Taking the Hornets, guys.
Yes.
Just remember that, Rob.
Yeah, whatever, Chris. And the Heat +7 at Philadelphia. I expect Philadelphia to win, but not by 7. I think the Heat will do a cover for us, Chris. They'll lose by 3 or 4, and you'll cover that spread. So there you go. Shekel City for this Wednesday, December 15th. And, yes, I put down some of my own shekels on some bets tonight. I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Rob, I think you need new theme music. Maybe that's it. You know,
Rob, we got
maybe
that.
Maybe Alex that's... can hook you up. That sounds too much like Saved by the Bell. I think you need something a little more edge.
Saved by the Bell is a good show. What's wrong?
But
you remind me of Mr. Bell.
It's not working. It's just not working. I always thought I was more like
Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
I was going to say Screech. Screech is not even with us no more. Remember, he died.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah.
I told you I saw Mr. Belding in the airport one night.
Did he recognize
you? No lie. He recognized me, and obviously I recognized him. And we hollered at each other, what up? Hey, blah, blah, blah. And that was that. It was late night. I was getting on a red eye from L.A. to New York. And it was about 10 years ago. And, yep, I saw Mr. Belding. Seemed like a nice guy.
There you go. Very nice.
All right,
that's
Rob.
Your brush with greatness.
Well, all right. quickly, Rob, COVID is ravaging professional sports. And that's not an overstatement. Ravaging.
You see what's going on in Toronto, right?
It's a mess.
They're about to drop. Chris, forget about it. Remember we said the players starting in January 1st have to be vaccinated? Now they've reduced the crowd size, 50% attendance. That's it.
Well, and this is what people are forgetting. And I mean, people remember, obviously. But you know what I'm saying, Rob. In just everyday conversation, wow, what's going on? Well, remember, there were no fans in the stands a year ago. So, Rob, I've said it. I've looked at these stands. I'm looking at it right now. Now, there are some people with the mask on in Dallas or at the Lakers game, but it's a tons without them. That's probably roughly 20,000 people in that arena, and a lot of them without masks. And, I mean, come on. It's a Petri dish. All right, but, Rob, some people are saying now that they should let the asymptomatic players, even if they have COVID, play in the NFL in particular so they don't lose games. This is what I say, Rob. Can we leave it to the doctors?
Please.
I don't know. I mean, if I have the flu and I feel like I can play, sure, I can play. I don't know. I'm not going to be arrogant enough as a freaking sports broadcaster who has no medical background to
sit here
and say—
Other than that you sleep with your wife at night in the same bed.
Right, she's a doctor. Right. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, let them play if they're asymptomatic. Let the doctors handle it. And shut up. Right. Am I wrong, Rob?
No. I think it's irresponsible to just put that out there. Chris, if that's the case, why are we taking tests?
Right.
Why are we doing anything? If we're just going to let people mingle who have it, there's a reason that you pull people aside and say you shouldn't be in the group with everybody else if you have it. We don't want to give it to everybody. Aren't you trying not to get it, Chris? I know I am.
Right. Sometimes I'm amazed I haven't gotten it, Rob. It seems like so many people get it, you know?
Right.
But
knock on wood.
Right, right. But, Rob, you're right. Like, come on. And thankfully, it seems like most people are getting it. And, you know, the vaccine is having some effect, right? You don't.
Well, because you're not going to the hospital. We're not hospitalized.
So that's great. But let the doctors handle it. 2 hours left, iCouple. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.